am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Uh-oh. Wow. Well, I'm not quite sure how that happened. I'm way behind the times here. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and just pretend that that all didn't happen and start the call. All right, here we go. So today, this is really throwing me off. So I'm not quite sure what to do about it because I'm hearing my voice as I'm talking and then I'm hearing a voice way behind the beat here, so I guess I'll just keep on talking. Okay, today is October 8, and we have a special guest with us today whose name is Derek Reed. And Derek is an author. He is an inspirational speaker, and he has had some amazing experiences in his life, and he has now created a course called Inner Happiness, The Key to Life Mastery. We're going to call him in just a little bit. And as soon as we see him online here. I'm pausing because I'm letting my voice catch up with me. This is not a good thing. It's going to be a strange show today. I'll get to that. Okay. I've picked a card for today. And the card is called... Well, our topic is obviously inner happiness, the key to life. Okay, again, the card is, I'm sorry, this is really bizarre because I keep hearing my voice way in back and I'm not sure what to do about it. It's very disturbing. Let me ask Cindy and Derek, are you hearing me two times or just one? Okay. All right, we're going into big pauses in the meantime. So the card for today, based on inner happiness, the key to life mastery, the card is called Mother. And it's an amazing card. It has the symbol of Aries on the upper right-hand corner. It shows a mother. Mother. And mother shows a mother and child. And they're sitting in a field of flowers. There's a whole bunch of jonquils or narcissus. There's larkspur. There is a wonderful tulip. There's some purple flowers. There are crocus. There are all kinds of beautiful flowers that are in blossom. And the mother is holding the child. The child is totally innocent, and the mother is loving them. So one of the things that we have to deal with one of the things we have to deal with in life with happiness is, once again, like we've talked about before, go back to childhood, go back to infancy, the infancy where everything is safe, where we have no worries, we have no responsibilities, where we can simply trust that everything is going to be dealt with, that we're going to be taken care of, and all our needs are going to be met at all times. And we're going to trust the mother. And whether it's Mother Earth, whether it's spirit, whether it's God, all you need to do, all any of us need to do, is to trust. Now, the other thing that I've done is there were two other cards that came into my hand today, and I'm not going to look at them right now, but if you have a question, I have two cards. You're welcome to ask a question and choose one of the cards, or we can just give an angel reading and talk about it. So for now, I am going to invite Derek into our call, and hopefully he's not going to hear double voices like I've been hearing. Derek, welcome to the call.
Hi, John. It's good to be with you again today.
It's great to have you here. Now, can you hear the voice going on in the background or not?
No, I'm absolutely fine. I've just come online.
Awesome.
So it's great for me. Yeah, great for me.
That's perfect. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, it's just great to be back on again. I remember it was only, a few months back since I had my first, interview and guest spot here on Purpose Talk Radio. I find it such a great experience just to share with yourself on what my journey's been so far. So I thank you again for inviting me back on.
Well, it's great to have you here. And you've got this new course that is pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to hearing about it. But let's start out for some of our listeners who don't know you and haven't heard you before and talk a little bit about where you came from, how you got to this point, and what brought you, how did you discover that this is the course that you wanted to do? And just tell us a little bit about your background there.
Well, my journey, didn't really start until I was 18. But, you mentioned about children and how when we're born we have, the highest of hopes with the greatest of courage and almost an invincibility as children that we can go and do things that we would find as adults quite difficult to do. And we all have tough upbringings, we do. But it's what shapes us. It's what gives us the tenacity and drive and the emotional drivers to move forward in life. So it's a very valuable lesson growing up. But we move into the transition of kind of early adulthood, and it was until about 18 years old did I actually have the journey or the path put in front of me. And I had a massive accident, car accident, when I was 18, when I was driving back down in the army at the time. And I was in a head-on collision, in which resulted in a coma. And my journey started from there, per se.
So your journey started while you were in a coma or because of the coma?
Well, when I was actually in the coma, I could hear everything going on around me. And, when you're in that paralyzed state, it's very difficult to almost accept where you are. And that's what life's all about, I think, at times. Where people sometimes project into the future and they look at the past. And those two places really kind of cause pain, if you like, or anxiety. And that's where I was at. I had just come from a place where, prior to the accident, I was able to do things myself. I was, just the things that we take for granted, going down to the local shops or, spending time with your friends or family. And then all of a sudden I was entombed and paralyzed with only the ability to hear everybody else around me. And what's so weird about that is that I was trying to break out of that, trying to let people know that I was alive inside what their paradigm was, that looking in was that I was actually dying. So I'm trying to reach people and they're thinking that I'm dying. And there was a very conflicting battle going on there, emotionally and psychologically.
So how did you actually manage to break out of it? That must have been terrifying to be entombed and only be able to hear and not let people know that you were alive.
That's a really good question, because In the actual coma itself, I found out that another driver was involved in a head-on car collision, because there wasn't another car that was for me to see when I had came to in the original car crash. It had actually careered and launched itself over a wall, the other car. So I thought it was just me that had crashed. And I learned about the other driver who had died in the impact while I was in the coma. And that was another shock for me to absorb, because I never knew about that, obviously. But it was one of the staff, or one of the male nurses, had actually spoke to his, you know, his other friend or his nurse, and said, did he know another person had died? And of course, when I heard that, you can imagine that what I'm going through is trying to break out of a coma. I actually wanted to die within that coma then, because it was such a huge impact within the coma itself.
Right.
So given that bad news within me trying to get out of the coma, I gave up. I just gave up. And, you know, what happened was the machines that were hooked up to me had started to register this. And then I kind of sensed a lot of kind of commotion going on beside me. But I just was ready to give up in life there. And for whatever they'd done, obviously it prolonged, you know, me being in the coma too. But it was only until I started to come to grips with the bad news that I really give myself a chance to accept where I was at that moment in time. And once I accepted being in the coma, I think my body started to repair itself a little bit better, because the psychological impact is that the stress that I was incurring in myself wasn't doing my body any good. It was actually, you know, prohibiting it from healing. And when I actually started to accept where I was at, the stress level subsided, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, just thinking without even being in the you were at that time, but the minute you accept your situation, the stress diminishes immediately.
That's so true. And that is the same for life. That's the, you know, that's not the comparison, but that is real life. People tend to project into the future about where they want to be and bring it back to where they are at. And that distance or time that they are bringing back to themselves causes the anxiety. Now, you can do that in goal setting. When we do goal setting, you can do that in goal setting, and it can be a healthy effort and energy you can project to that, because you know you're moving towards it. But the thing is, when people are in a stressful position and say, I want to be here, I want to be financially free, you know, I want the big house, or I want to be happy, and they're not actually in a happy state, then they stop anything from moving forward towards them. What happens is that, you know, when I accepted fully where I was at, I brought myself back into the present, or the present tense. And that then allows everything to be at an acceptable level, and your energy for stress diminishes. And it's the same for when you look behind you. You know, so many people are looking, you know, in the rear view mirror, and missing all the great opportunities that are there in front of them. And so many people in life live their lives through their past, and they simply cannot move forward by doing that.
So this is part, this ties right in with your course that you're teaching, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. That's
so
the end
how
of
did...
Go ahead. Well, the 9-week inner happiness course I have been, you know, teaching in one of the great colleges here in Glasgow, and it's had some, and I don't mean this lightly, it's had some life-changing results, not just in the immediate, you know, the immediate part of the course, but throughout people's lives now. They're coming back and saying to me what an amazing life transformation they're having. And it's just so good that I just wanted to bring it to, you know, the social media, the internet, and get it out there for people to enjoy and see the transformation that can truly occur when you apply the principles and teachings.
So you're teaching this course at the university there, did you say?
No, we have colleges. It's different in America than what it is. Colleges over here are not on the same level of education as universities, but it's the same kind of building, you know. But this is a brand new college that's just opened up here in Clydebank in Glasgow. And, you know, I set my course in 2008 to be implemented into the college structure, and they took it on board straight away. And I ran it for 3 years, and also outside as a seminar and private, if you like, private seminar too. Mm-hmm. And what's really good about it, Jan, is that, you know, most of the people that come to my course are women between the ages of 30 and 70. So we've got a great big, you know, window there. But mm-hmm. it's people who are willing to accept where they are at, to know that there's something better out there, and to be willing to be vulnerable enough to step in and invest into their life. And here in Scotland, I've got to say, I'm going to be very honest, is that it's quite difficult to break into people's psyche because of the way that they've been brought up as children. So, but once they're on the course, they're in the slipstream. They get homework every week to do. It's not just a case of coming on the course and doing, you know, the first week and then walking off. The real mm-hmm. work begins in between that week and the next week after. So let me give you a quick example. The first thing in life that we always wake up to do is to communicate. That's the first and foremost thing. But what I do is I look at how we communicate, how to be not only an efficient communicator, but how to be an effective communicator by looking at what you're thinking. And so what I do is that I facilitate an awareness with people so that they realise that their thinking capacity or the way that they communicate is a direct reflection in their lives today, whether it be the quality of relationships they have at work, the quality of relationships they have in a social environment, quality of relationships they have in a work and a business. So you get the idea. It is just an apparent vision of how you communicate as to what it is that you're experiencing today. Now, as soon as you just put a little bit of a twist on that and allow people to become aware of the power that they have and where they are at today, you then give them a mechanism to change that. And then that's where it starts to flow.
That's amazing. So you said that your student base ranges between ages 30 and 70. And is there a vast difference in how they interact and how there are different upbringings and different belief systems?
Yeah, that really is a powerful question. And then the reason why I say it's powerful is because, as you know, when you hit the nail on the head there, between the ages of 30 and 70 even, you know, you're getting young people come through with the course who are quite stuck. And what I mean by that is that they've had a life where, in the west of Scotland here, is difficult, but they know there's a sense of something better out there. And it can take quite a long time for them to get a few aha moments. And the people who, you know, are at the ages of 70, you're 67 years old was my last student at that age, and she was a retired maths teacher. And, you know, some people are ready for the transformation. And it's almost like what I call the tipping point or the tilting point, is that when a person has had enough of the life that they have experienced and they know there's something else out there, they will come being very open to the possibility of change. So they soak that information up because they are ready for change. Whereas if we go down the scope to the people who are 30 years old, they can be quite stuck or closed off. They are there on almost a mystery type of experience. They're more intrigued by it, but they're not totally convinced. So they're shut off really from the unlimited possibilities. And so when we go on that scale, what I do is is the word that you use very often actually, is facilitate. I don't teach the course, I facilitate my experience of how I got out of the situation that I was in, put it into a structure in which it is very open, it is not controlled. People can look at it and say, I can see that that could work for me. And they develop their own strategies and tools with the information that I gave them. And what happens is that, I say this to everybody, is you can go to a course, you can be presented information, but there could be one snippet of information throughout the tenure of that course that's the information that you needed to actually move on in life. So my golden rule is take what you want from the course and leave the rest behind, because it will always be very apparent of what bit of information that you needed to actually absorb to move on in life. And that's what life truly is all about.
So it's interesting to me that, well, and I see it in myself and in people I know too, but that the older you get, the more open you get to other ideas and to other possibilities in life, the less bound you are by the things that you were brought up with or the ideas that you learn as a young person and as a teenager, that you start breaking open. It's kind of like breaking a coma, you know, you start breaking out of your own personally induced coma in life, in attitudes.
Yes, that is very important, what you said there. We are cocooned at a certain age, you know, with our parents' beliefs. The breaking out, which you've just described there, is all about when you become accountable for your own actions and choices. And that comes through an awareness. And we talk about that in relationships on the course, and I think it's on week 5. But we are communicated by our parents and their parents before us. So we are almost cloaked with belief systems prior to us experiencing the world as our own selves. So there's a transformation that goes on. You know, you are led by the hand as a child. You watch your parents, you know, distribute their own beliefs as a relationship, through visual, through speaking, you know, auditory, and obviously how they interact with other people. And so when you pick that up subconsciously, you reflect that in your first relationships, or even, you know, as school children or, you know, adolescent children. It's all about what you convey from your parents' thoughts and beliefs. And then all of a sudden, something won't work. Something will give you the inclination that that relationship isn't working or that job isn't working, and it's all down to the communication. So when you start to become aware that something isn't working, you want to change that, and then that awareness allows you to start educating yourself to finding out more about you, and then the almost diminishing of your parents' belief systems start to fritter away one by one once you'd be accountable for your own self and where you're headed in life.
Okay. Well, Derek, before we go any further and get into the course a little bit more, I would like to take a moment to invite listeners. As I said in the beginning, I have two other cards here that jumped into my hand. So if somebody has a question and you would like to ask your question and choose card 1 or card 2, or if you just need to have some unincorporated voice speaking to you, then let me know. You can either do it on the Facebook group page, on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group, or you can call in at the number that is on the screen. That number is 347-205-9074. Or if you're outside the U.S. or Canada and you go to blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Talk Radio, you'll find a Skype button right beside the telephone number, and you can Skype in if you would like. I'd also like to remind you that you can, there are several things. This is our advertising time here now, Derek, just so you're aware of that.
Okay.
I'd like you to remind you that there are a couple of things that you can donate to the show and help cover expenses of the show. You can become a sponsor of the show, which is really kind of fun because then I promote you as much as possible. Which reminds me, I have to do my promotion of True Trinity today. The people, the team who made this fabulous theme song that we have for our opening and closing, and that is True Trinity. You can find them at truetrinity.com. You can find them on Facebook. And just do a search for True Trinity. And you can also listen to and purchase the song I Am Who I Am, which is just a fabulous song, in my opinion. And they have some other music that's out too. You can also, if you would like to get some coaching or an angel reading with me, you can go to janrivel.com. You can email me at jan@janrivel.com. That's JANREVELL.com. And you can sign up to have an angel reading. I believe you can also get those on the PurposeTalkRadio.com website. So there's a link there that says readings. So go ahead and check that out as well. So now let's go back to our guest, Derek Reed from Glasgow, and his course, Inner Happiness, The Key to Life Mastery. So Derek, I want to know why you named it that. Why do you consider inner happiness the key to life mastery?
Well, Jan, it's quite simple for me to see that balance is the word that is the key to life mastery. And all the nine elements that I propose on this course gives people balance and gives them vibrancy and energy to move forward. Because once you have a balance in, you know, in your life, you feel everything that you are given in life, whether it be stress or whether it be worry, whether we get all these things that try to imbalance us. Once you own balance, you handle everything well in life to move forward, to be able to do anything that you truly want. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say this is because I am only as good as the testimonials that, you know, come into the course and go and live their lives. But, you know, there is an amazing thing called choice that a lot of people don't understand that they have. And the life that they are leading just now, if you're feeling stressed, if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling worry, if you've got financial worries, if you've got your health worries, it's because you're in a state of imbalance. And the thing that we have to look at simply is, if we create more of that imbalance, it then turns to a thing called dis-ease. Okay, so it's a sound. You know, it's a megahertz thing that goes on, that when you start to create dis-ease in the body, then it's actually a sound, it's a vibrational thing. And it's something like 48 megahertz or something is when dis-ease can happen. But imbalance you will feel prior to that. So what I want to do is catch that with people, show them that they have a choice to turn their life around or to turn it even into a better existence than what they're doing just now, and get these nine elements underpinned: communication, you know, abundance, because most financial worries, in all honesty, Jan, come from the fact that we haven't actually accepted that we are born into wealth. It goes back to what we talked about, you know.
Well, that sounds really easy to say. We were born into wealth, and we just need to accept that. But we've been born conditioned to worry about finances. So how do you, what's one key to be able to get to that place of accepting that you were born into wealth?
Okay. Dale Carnegie said it beautifully. And these people, you know, Dale Carnegie and, you know, that family came from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was he came from Dunfermline, the Carnegies, and he was the richest man in the world at one point. And what happened is he said it alongside Napoleon Hill. He says, we are born with two envelopes into life. We're born with an envelope that gives us, you know, fantastic health. It gives us fantastic wealth. It gives us all the things and all the attributes that you would associate with when you are truly in a state of positivity, because you are, you're perfect when you're born, and you're given the other one, which means that when your parents then start to put the beliefs on, all of a sudden things like abundance becomes scarcity. All of a sudden health becomes ill health. It is a total mirror opposite of that. So you're born with those two envelopes. The difference is that you have to accept the two. You just can't accept the one, because there's always a polarity in life. Light has dark, okay? Abundance has scarcity. So you always have to know that there's a choice. Once you know that choice, then you accept there is a way to get to the other side. You see what I mean? You just can't accept darkness as part of life and not accept light. You just can't accept scarcity and not accept that there's actually fulfillment or there's abundance. Mm-hmm. Abundance is just lack or the opposite of. So lack is the polarity of abundance. So there's always a choice. And that's what we're trying to ingrain into people, is understand that the living that you're experiencing just now is a choice. I can't give you the warp factor 7 to being abundant, because that's me missing out the learning curve of how to get there. It's a bit like getting somebody who wins a lottery who hasn't had any money. They spend all that money, but they can't understand how it is to build up that cash flow again. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you get an entrepreneur, someone who has had the level of scarcity that a lot of people experience in life today, he goes up and, or she goes up and she has a £5 million bank account, and then she makes a bad business deal and she loses all that money. Well, she has a system, or he has a system, in order to get there again. So what we're saying is that we are born with those two envelopes, and life seems to give us that image too. What we have to do is empower ourselves to believe that we deserve abundance, because it's something that we gave up so long ago with our parents saying that money was a scarcity. And through the lack of money becomes stress. Stress then becomes imbalance. Imbalance becomes disease. Do you see how the strategy goes?
Yeah.
So we have to work our way back to the balance part of life.
So how does that work with physical situations? Like, for instance, you were in a car accident, and other people have been in car accidents where there are long-term sequela from the accident, or they have some sort of an illness that is a long-term illness. And how does that relate to the course that you're teaching, or how does your course impact the their condition, their physical situation?
Okay, I would like to just, I've got a great example of a person's belief system. It's all about the belief system.
Okay.
You know, if you involve yourself around with positive people, how do you normally feel? You feel jazzed up, don't you? You feel energetic.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
you just want to, you walk away there feeling like you don't actually want to leave.
Yeah.
But when you walk into an environment where there's a lot of negativity, now I'm not saying, you know, through any trauma, we're not talking about that type of negativity. We're talking about the way that some people can speak generally with their beliefs. They talk negatively, like money. I can't believe I've only got $10 left in the bank. I can't believe this. Or, you know, I'm feeling so bad. You know, people who generally talk themselves into a bad vibrational energy. You can tell that person immediately if you're a person of a higher energy level than that. So what human beings tend to do is drift towards where it is that they're most attracted to, and there we follow into the bracket of the polarity of life. So if you're looking, say for instance, that somebody has had trauma in their life, for instance, the 67-year-old woman that I told you about, she had three prolapse discs, and she would tell me about that on the course. And I want to explain this to our listeners here about the power of choice. Now, what I do at the very end of my course, which I can't do for the online, students, but I can certainly welcome you to do it if you find somewhere close enough in your hometown, is that I take them on what's known as a Go Ape experience. It's a high wire course. It teaches you about, you know, building relationships within a teamwork environment. It gets people jazzed up because you see people of different types of physical conditions or mental abilities to come together and get themselves across, you know, the the high rope course. And you know, you see a lot of it nowadays, especially in the States. Well, I taught Eileen about the 9 steps to inner happiness, you know, and the key to life mastery. And she did fantastically well. So I'm going to give you 2 examples of it. First of all, Eileen had a 10-year goal to write her book, you know, and become an author. And after she completed my course, and I challenged her with my victory goal setting technique that I'd done, she published it in 10 weeks after leaving the course. Now, that's a 10-year goal reduced to, or a 10-year belief reduced to 10 weeks. Now, she's 67 right. years old. I then took Eileen, along with all my other students, up to the Go Ape High Ropes course. And Eileen had never done nothing like this in her life before. And with the power of positivity, the vibrational energy, that we picked everybody up, we got them all jazzed up, standing together, looking, going, come on, this is the experience of your lifetime, let's go and do this. Eileen was the first one down the 400-foot death slide into the first part of the course. And
wow.
this woman with 3 prolapsed discs
wow.
led for the first quarter of that course. She was pulling
wow.
people up, come on, let's go. And that's what I'm talking about. Your
mm-hmm.
energy level right now can be altered in a moment's notice once you start communicating with yourself that you can be more.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So
that's very exciting.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful to watch someone who can step out of their absolute shadow and lead at 67 years old. It's amazing. It really is amazing. And that's why I say that this stuff works. And I'm going to take you back down to what I talked to you about at the younger end of the scale. And it's, you know, I have to say this, and it is so empowering for me. I get such a buzz of watching people take on their lives and changing it. And Alison, who came onto my course, Alison, about 40 years old at the time, had decided, and you know, that she wanted to change her life. She came onto the course, and do you know what? This is, and I wonder where it comes from sometimes, although we all have the power, but it's great to watch other people do it. Alison went from a size 18 to a 12
wow.
and stopped smoking at the same time.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, now she's actually got one of the most addictive you know, habits in the world. She stopped that in an instant and she lost weight at the same time. And I got an email off of Alison only last month to say that she's now even done better. She's now a size 10. And she's actually went on, you know, a food juicing course. She takes up yoga. So in the space of 2 years, this woman has went from an 18 to a 10, stopped smoking, and totally transformed her life in the health and wellness part. And that's what you can do once you make a decision.
Gosh,
that
is just so amazing.
Yeah, and I've got to say as well, that was without any patches or, you know, nicotine patches or anything. That was a decision that she made. And do you know what it was that I said to her?
What?
I said to her, how much more are you going to go through your life experiencing this level of energy that you're experiencing just now?
Uh-huh.
Are you prepared to take on your life and take it to such a place where you will not only feel inspired, but inspire those around you? Because you are very accountable now that I've made you aware that you are your mum and dad's beliefs. And if you have children, then you have to show them the way that you were not showed as a child.
We're going to have to put that into the conversations page. That is absolutely astounding. Of how much longer are you willing to
mm-hmm.
stay at that energy?
Yeah. You know, what are you prepared to do to shift the energy that you have right now? You own it. It is yours. What are you prepared to do with your life right now to transform yourself into something that you never thought possible, but you know deep inside you that you have the capacity to do and achieve?
You know, I'm going to back up a little bit here on a personal level, Derek, and take you back to 1970 when I was in a motorcycle accident. And I was what would be classed as a perfect victim. I was a passenger on a motorcycle. And it was, so I had no control. I didn't have a helmet on. I didn't even have boots on. I had regular shoes. I had on an anorak, windbreaker. In the pocket, I had a wool cap in case I got cold. And it was in October, and this is anniversary month. I didn't even realize that. We were driving out in the country for one of the last rides of the year because it was going to get cold and it was time to put the motorcycle up. And we got to this intersection out in the country, and there was a lorry, a truck coming from the left. And it was a four-way stop. So we had stopped and we just started up. My boyfriend, Harry, put his foot on the gas and just started up and realized that truck was not even slowing down. It wasn't going fast, but it wasn't slowing down to stop either. So he jammed on the gas, and the bike just leapt up into the air at the same time that the truck hit us. So here I was in the hospital he was really lucky. He had a helmet on, and the bike, he went traveling down the road together, and he broke his elbow, which was not terrible. It was fairly easily repaired. And his helmet was just absolutely ground with gravel. In the meantime, I went flying through the air and landed in the field and landed on my back, and the wind was knocked out of me. Anyway, it was a long story, but just real short about the wind knocked out and the hat in the jacket came, was that when Harry came running over to me to see if I was okay, I couldn't breathe because the wind had been knocked out of me, and I said, "Oh, I can't breathe." And he felt down onto my abdomen and felt this softness there and thought that my guts were coming out all over the place, and he totally panicked and went screaming around the field for somebody to call an ambulance, and it turned out it was that hat. Thankfully, that's all it was. But in the meantime, my foot had been cut off. So I waited for the ambulance and the police to come, and we got to the hospital, and everything got taken care of, and the surgery happened, and I saw my foot still attached at the end of the surgery, and every cell within my body knew, beyond any doubt whatsoever, they would not have put the foot back on if they were going to take it off again. So my first comment was, "Thank you, God." And it wasn't until a week later that they stopped talking about amputation, but I had no doubt that it was never going to be a problem. And the point of my story is that I was in the hospital for 2 months the first time, and people would come to visit, and I would end up being the one to cheer them up. So I was the one that they were coming to cheer up because I was in this terrible accident and had this terrible result of the accident, and yet I was the one who was cheering them up. I was the one who had an amazing frame of mind and mood and just loving life. And I said to people many times, I wouldn't have wished this situation on anybody, but it was the best thing that could have happened to me. And that has been a guiding force throughout my life, is it's been one of the best things. It has given me all kinds of tolerance and understanding for other people that I never would have had otherwise. So it is attitude.
Yeah, well, I couldn't even say wow to that. I mean, it's just an astounding story. And you know, I talk about it with a friend of mine, Steve Beattie, his name is, and he's just a fantastic guy. And I personally thank you for sharing that, because and this is what I talk about, communication. You know, I do one particular exercise, Jan, when I want to break down barriers with people, because we all have them, in the first part of the communication course. And it's how little we know about the other person until we physically listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what people may be aware there is that I never interrupted you one iota of your conversation, because I honour the space that you come from when you speak like that, because there is a part of your life that I have never heard before, and I remain a very silent and open person to the information, because that is what I call 100% integrity and respect with the person that you are having a conversation with. Mm-hmm. As you get so much more out of a person's life if you totally are silent and listen to them.
Right.
And it impacts people. It truly impacts people, but you hit the nail on the head. You formed a belief in there. And gratitude, even when you're given something as impacting as that, can dispel so much fear. And when you know something inherently, and you have your doctor saying possibly, you know, that this has to happen and that has to happen, and they tend to kind of make you feel that you don't have control over your own being. Mm-hmm. And that's an energy that you give away that causes worry. But you owned that. It seemed to me that, you know, you just took ownership of where you were going to be and not, you know, obviously being listening to the doctors within a certain professional level, yes, of course, but when you totally own that, then there's nothing that can move that when you totally have faith in where it is that you're going to take it, not someone else. And one of the things that, you know, we talk about, and this is the truth, is that, you know, it goes back to the point is gratitude is abundance. When you're mm-hmm. totally grateful for life, no matter what life throws you, then you turn the energy, you shift the energy into a positive vibration. And that's what we're talking about here for my own benefit too, is that it's great to hear stories like that, because isn't it amazing that I just put up a Facebook post today, Jan, and I talk about when we are virtually left with nothing but, you know, the trauma of an impact, how much it brings people together in life,
mm-hmm.
how much of a deeper level of communication, how much of empathy, how much real tangible words and expressions we can move into a person's space with, because we realise how valuable and precious life is when it happens in those moments. And yet we kind of shift off to another almost dimension, like when we go through our mundane routines. And it's truly only when traumatic incidents happen that there's almost like an immediate rally or cry to bring people together. And that's what I think life is truly all about. It's not about the trauma, but it's about acknowledging that how precious life can be if we come together on a more frequent and almost like a more deserving, rewarding emphasis in life, and create these beautiful relationships that we know sometimes we put to the back burner or forget about almost until
right.
such times as we have a traumatic incident.
You know, sometimes I think it's our higher self or God or just even our own soul that says, I want your attention, and we don't pay attention enough. And so we don't pay attention to the little stuff and the little things that go on until all of a sudden they've had enough and says, all right, you're not listening. It's time for you to listen. And you end up with this traumatic situation where you have to stop. You don't have any choice. You have to stop and listen.
Yeah, and again, you know, I've got to say, I have to say this. I think here in Scotland, we certainly have a way that is very, I would say that the belief, you know, that we can just, we can be as who we want to be is very, very seldom seen in Scotland, simply because of the culture that we live in. And the reason why I love America so much is because, and I'm going to say this right, because I like to be absolutely in integrity, is the reason why I think that so many people, you know, in the UK turn around and say, well, God's sakes, those Americans think they're brilliant. I mean, check the attitude they've got. But attitude is exactly what you do have, because
uh-huh.
nothing can stem from it other than a great attitude. A great attitude inspires great results. A bad attitude just makes people feel inferior when great attitudes are present amongst them. They feel uncomfortable, you know. But when you have that attitude with gratitude, it shifts anything. It truly does. And like you say, you know, it's just the soul's journey is there, is, and I think it replicates throughout all of our lives. It's not just there for the one life, but the soul's journey is there to remind you at certain times about you are not just only a body with a mind and a spirit. There is a far more powerful element there that we sometimes get fleeting glances of, but those fleeting glances are what empowers us to move on in life, certainly when we get past it. And I think I just wanted to touch base on this. Even when I had my accident, Jan, as you well know, you know, I left, you know, Glasgow, I left England after my accident, went back home, and I tried to commit suicide because I just couldn't bear with the guilt. And, you know, within a year, I was in the first Gulf War, and I was still carrying all the PTSD. I was still carrying the compacting of the PTSD. When I've seen all the bodies that were out there on the road to Basra, I've seen children dead, I've seen people blown up in cars, all that kind of stuff impacted me furthermore. But at the back of it, my soul was probably saying to me at some level, this is the journey I want you to go on, because the journey that I want you to go on is going to be the journey that you can communicate and relate to with people further down in your timeline. And that's going to be the positive impact that you can have because we chose this journey.
Mm-hmm. You know, I often think about that journey as kind of like the movie It's a Wonderful Life, where George Bailey gets to see every now or one time in there, he gets to see what the impact on other people would have been had he not been born and had he not gone through the things that he went through. And it was pretty amazing. So I often think to myself of, you don't need to know the big picture. You don't need to become world famous in order to impact other people's lives. And you may never know what that impact is, but if you're really, really lucky, once or twice in your life, you'll actually find out from somebody that you did have an impact and that your attitude with gratitude. I think that's the biggest key, or one of the biggest keys right there, is Americans are known for having an attitude, that's for sure. But a lot of times it was that whole ugly American thing, you know, that attitude of superiority. But when you have an attitude with gratitude, that's a whole different thing, because it invites other people to be part of your experience, and it invites them to be the best that they can be because they see that you're being the best that you can be.
That's totally true, isn't it? And that's a good thing to say as well, is to be the best that you can be. Mm-hmm. Again, you have to take ownership of that. You know, the potential of people is dormant when they don't have at least an attitude with gratitude. You know, if they have a great attitude, and they think and they believe in themselves and all the rest of it, but as soon as something goes wrong in their life, or we say it's wrong, let's just look at that word. There's never really a right or wrong. There's just experience in life. That's the way I like to look at it. But as soon as something does go wrong, keep it basic. If something does go wrong, people switch off the gratitude light switch. They just go, oh, I can't believe, and like you said, sometimes we take the victim role. It's at the times when we're most challenged that we're also challenged to keep gratitude in our life. Because that's what turns it around. That's what will turn it around.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you. But that's a habit that you create, isn't it?
Surely, of course it is. It's like you with your do you know what I like to call it? I don't like to call it an accident. I like to call it the tempering of oneself. Because an accident is an impact, right? We all look at the impact, but what we forget is that there's a journey after that. And that journey is self-awareness. That journey then tempers us to us becoming better people, hopefully further down the line. But what you've done was an amazing, strong, selfless, caring thing, is that when people came to see you and were worried, even although you're going through that physical, mental experience, you're still given enough to actually calm people down with your persona and your very, very thoughtful, selfless self. It's almost, that's a gift. To me, that's a gift. Because when I went through it, I can tell you something. That was trying myself to sleep for 6 weeks in a trot mm-hmm. before I left hospital. But if you have that awareness, and that's what we're teaching on this course, if you've got that awareness of choice, if you've got that, you know, going from victim to the victor in life, then that is a gift. And everyone's got that gift. And it's my duty to bring that awareness and choice to people. And that's what I'm doing through this 9-week course.
So what type of person? You said most of the people who come to your course in Glasgow are women, I believe you said, between 30 and 70. So what type of people are going to benefit from your course? I would assume everybody, but I'm going to ask you that question.
I don't like to put people in categories, but what I will say is that those who are absolutely willing to make a change, those who know that they feel that there's something better out there in life, and also that they accept ownership for where they are at today, are the ones that are going to benefit from it. Because it's almost like, it's very simple, it's not a generic thing, and it's certainly not a male or female thing. It's about the ones who are on the journey of self-discovery that will come to my course and will pick up the information and use it. Those are the ones that are going to benefit from it. And
Go ahead.
Those simply are the ones that you see the biggest shifting from. It's just like, do you know, Jan, sometimes you and I will pick up a book. You ever read your favourite book, Jan, and you look at it and you go, God, that's such a good book. Mm-hmm. And you can put that book down. And then, you know, maybe even up to a month later, or maybe even, you know, a year later, you might be able to pick up the same book and look through it. And one passage in that book will mean something totally different to you than what it did the year before.
Right.
That's what life is like, because we're always moving forward. But the information that we've actually had before that helps us move forward can actually mean something different further down the life, because we're more experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, yeah.
No, I keep interrupting you. I think you've stopped and I interrupt you. You go ahead.
No, I'm absolutely willing to listen to what you've got to say. You're the host with the most.
Yeah, well, you're the guest. You're the best.
But
I was just thinking that life is, to me, I often relate it to a spiral, that we come to this, to a similar point in time, but we've learned so many different things that we come to it from a different, with a whole different level of attitude and experience.
Oh, yeah. You hit the nail on the head as well. As life is a continuum of moments, that's all it is. There isn't a past or there isn't a future. There's only where your feet are at today. Look down at your feet. They're on the floor. That's all it's ever going to be. So just be present in that moment. And believe you me, you will not miss what it is that you are here to do. Like you said, the universe will send you those messages. And it will send you those messages until you get the aha moment. But that continuum of information that keeps spiraling towards us will certainly start to be more aware in your consciousness. You'll certainly get the message, as it said. And that's what it is. We all have a purpose here. Some take longer than others, only because you may be looking at from an outside in perspective, if you like. If you're always looking at somebody saying, this person never became the teacher they were meant to be at 46, that's simply because they were meant to accrue the experience that was meant to be given when they decided to become a teacher. Or the person who, you know, money's a big thing, the person who became a millionaire at 32. Well, you know, you have some millionaires that start, you know, when they're 65. It's because they've accrued the life experience that's needed to get them to that point, which is still needed in the world. So not one person's journey is ever wasted. Is that what you said? Quite simply, you will never know whose life you changed until it comes in that circle of information, and that's when you're meant to receive it.
Right.
Well, Derek, we're starting to get close to the end of our show, and we've got a couple of things. We're not going to end it right at 60 minutes because we are already past that. But what I'd like to, I have a couple of questions for you, and then somebody has asked a question that they'd like a card information on. If anybody else wants to call in, someone had called in and very patiently waited, and I didn't take your call. My apologies. If you want to call in again and you have a question, please do so. That number again is 347-205-9074, or you can Skype in if you would like. But my question for you, Derek, is we talked about young people and how challenging it is sometimes for them to break out of that life teachings that they've had, somebody in their 20s and early 30s. Are there any suggestions that you could give to somebody to make that first breakout? Is it, do they have to blast with dynamite, or can they just kind of sneak through the back door, or what are some one or two good ways to get started on a healthy journey for the rest of their life?
Okay, that's a great question. What I did was I surrounded myself with like-minded people. I did that mm-hmm. I hemorrhaged that type of action. What I mean by that is simply, if you're aware that there is simply a better life out there for you, you're trying to break out of something, think of it as a process. You won't get it all given to you in that moment. What you get to do is to get into groups with your friends, see if they're like-minded people, get into groups where they're given lectures or given talks about, you know, what life is like in the positive, and just look into the papers and look into places in which you will find like-minded groups and surround yourself with that and allow yourself to pick up on that energy, the information, and it will soon translate into an experience in your life. But if you're searching for it, then allow yourself also just to be in that natural state of awareness. And when your mind shifts to that, then you will start to naturally attract people into your life like that too. So it's a two-way reciprocal thing. Mm-hmm. Keep thinking the way you're thinking, you will attract these like-minded people, and also push out to meet other people too. Life's a big communication, it's a big connection. Just know that you're absolutely where you should be on this journey.
Okay, and then I'd like you to talk to us now specifically about your course, about what it is and how people can get to take the course, and a little bit more information about it, how they can contact you, etc.
Okay, thanks so much. The course is a 9-week online Skype webinar course. It is called Inner Happiness, the Key to Life Mastery, about balance, about bringing into balance. So if people are looking to obviously get onto a like-minded course, then this is it. But simply, first of all, we start with communication over the 9 weeks. Communication is the thread that binds everything that goes on in your life. You will never move on without communication. So what we look at is how to be an effective and efficient communicator. Less words mean more listening, and therefore you can move faster into the next part, which is abundance. Abundance is about getting you to be aware that there are choices in life with the two envelopes that you were gifted in life at birth. We explore what abundance means so that then it brings your awareness to the choice apart from the scarcity. We then move into things like the law of attraction and what people don't tell you about. We then move into health and wellness, about how to, have three simple, easy steps to create effortless energy. I'm not going to tell you all about the 9 steps. Just simply understand something. But when you tie all these 9 steps with the new way that you're going to be thinking and communicating, when you tie those all together like a string of pearls, you mm-hmm. will then have the perfect course that gives you the perfect life balance to move on into any part of your life and be comfortable that you have that potential to create the beautiful life that you really truly deserve to live.
That's awesome.
And you also said, I noticed that you posted in our conversations group that you were offering a special for the listeners of this program.
Yeah, absolutely. I retailed this course at $240 originally for 9 weeks, for 9 hours of your life. You obviously invest $240. But do you know what? Today when I woke up, where people always go, oh my God, it's a Monday, I thought, I want to give these people, right? I want to give these people a gift of my life. This is what I have endured, I've been grateful for, I've experienced, and I've turned it and I've transformed it into a beautiful, empowering course that's touched many lives. I'm now giving this for $50 for people. So if they sign up tonight at PayPal, under obviously the post, which is they have to go to my email address. When they sign up tonight for that, I'm giving this transformational life-changing course for $50. So even when you break it all the way down, for 9 hours of your life, you're getting it for $5.10.
For,
and I'll even give you the 10 cents change from that. But that's what I'm doing because it's Monday. It's not only Monday, but you're here in the present time. I'm giving you a gift today. I'm giving you tools and techniques to go away, change your life, spiral into a thing of beauty, and inspire people alongside your journey.
Okay. And Derek, what is your email address if somebody wanted to sign up on PayPal for the course? Is there a link to the course, or do they just sign up send you a check under the PayPal?
Yeah, they send $50 to d_reid@rocketmail.com. And there is a link on my events page on Derek Reid, which is on my Facebook page. So there is a link there, but it's only $50. Have a look on my Facebook page. You will see the new investment that's been on there with the PayPal link. And just remember, d_reid@rocketmail.com. But any questions I'll be willing to ask, I'm willing to answer.
All right, and then the question would be, is this offer for those who are listening live today, so need to be by a certain time tonight, not those who will be listening to the archives?
Well, because I want to extend this to people who, we're like-minded people, I want to extend this to the end of your day today, because it does go back up to tomorrow. But if there are people who want to come on to this today, but for some reason are just economically challenged, well, put in your thumbs up that you're coming on the course, and then what I'll do is I'll hold that as a retainer so that you can still pay when you come for your time to invest into the course.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. So once again, that email address for Derek is D as in David, or D as in Derek, _Reid, R-E-I-D, at rocketmail.com.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, that's fabulous, honestly. And I welcome everybody onto the course. It's not a gender or a generic age scale. It's everybody who wants to come on the course, wants to really take the homework away, start working with these tools, and just watch things happen. That's all I can say.
And when does the course begin?
The course starts next Monday, which is 7 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, London. And we'll get the timings out for the, EST and all those other fancy timings for them.
All right, good. Good. Well, Derek, thank you very much for being with us today. It's been wonderful. Really, really interesting. And I'm glad I got the duplicate sound figured out way at the beginning there, too. Got that taken care of. All right, well, we'll have you again one of these times, too.
Okay, and I totally appreciate it. And thanks so much for sharing with me. It's been a fantastic talk today, and I do appreciate it. Thank you, John.
And thank you, and I hope you get lots of responses. So everybody go sign up for Derek's course. It's only $50 through the end of today,
for a 9-week course. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? That's wow. You can't find that anywhere else. This is an amazing gift. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you, John.
We do have a question from someone who is Janice is asking for guidance on card 2. I didn't get any more clarification than that, so we're just going to pick card 2. If somebody else wants to call in or message in, we have one more card. We have two cards. So card 2 is called Preacher, and it's kind of an interesting card. It shows what appears to be a woman sitting on her heels, I believe, in a flower, kind of like what you imagine the, what's her name, Aphrodite, coming out of the ocean in the clamshell, only this is in a flower, and she's sitting in it, and in over her heart chakra is, I can't tell if it's a wheel or another flower. Let me put this other pair of glasses on here so I can get closer. Oh, it's another flower. So there's a beautiful flower that's right over her heart chakra. There is, in both of her hands are outstretched. The elbows are at her side, and her hands are outstretched. And in her right hand is a white, what appears to be a stone or a ring. There is also a stone or ring at her third eye on her forehead. And on her head is a crown that has a crystal ball in the middle of it, from the looks of it. And it has flowers that range all around, out of the crown, around this crystal ball. The petals are a little bit blue. The petals of the flower that she's sitting in are a little bit blue, similar to the flowers that are in the crown. So this is obviously not someone who is human. This is someone who is, or this is a creature. Her eyes are, they look almost blind, like she can't see outside. There's another stone, from the looks of it, or ring in her navel. So we have three round stones or rings, one at the third eye, one in the palm of the right hand, and one at the navel. And then we have this amazing flower at her heart chakra. The rings are, I'm looking at this card again. Okay, so here. Janice wants guidance. This is a creature. This is not a human. Sometimes we also, although we are human, we need to recognize that non-human part of ourselves, that we are also creature, that sometimes we are animal, sometimes we are alien and we feel it, sometimes we feel like we come from someplace that we don't even really remember where it is or why we're here, or we just know that we're here for a reason. The biggest thing to remember on this, I believe, is that we are all here for a reason. Most of us do not know where we come from. I mean, physically we understand that, but most of us, we don't know where we come from or why we're here. And the biggest thing to do is look inside. Look at that flower that is your heart and let it blossom. Look at the things from the third eye and in the palms of the hands and in the navel. All of those are energy points. Focus on them as well to understand and to learn why you're here. Not necessarily where you came from, but why you're here. It doesn't have to be some arcane or weird thing. It can be absolutely common every day. It's like we've been talking about. You may not know who you're impacting or how you're impacting them, but know this, you are impacting everyone with whom you come in contact, and even some people that you don't know who are simply watching you and watching your life. So as you focus inward, as you recognize that you have a royal crown, that you have a crystal ball on top of your head, which is the crown chakra, which is that spirit, the connection with spirit and the universe, and that there is the blossoming of this crown, because your crown and your crown chakra is the life of who you are, of who you came here to be. And you keep those flowers blossoming by developing your sensitivities, developing your intuition, developing your spiritual path, so that it all comes looking inward and allowing the voices of angels, of God, of spirit to speak with you, and developing your spiritual path, walking that spiritual path, walking who you are, walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling your own destiny. Even if you don't know what your destiny is, the important thing is to be walking in the spirit moment by moment. So there we have the card for Janice. And we have another caller, but it looks like somebody is just listening, so I'm not going to go there. So, Derek, do you have any final words that you'd like to say before we end this show?
I just want to say it's just been a real pleasure coming on and talking again and developing our conversation from the last time. I just wish everybody a real vibrant and inspiring onward journey, because we all have that potential to create that within our lives. So wherever we're at just now, always remember that the most important place for your own physical energy and mental wellness is to remain in the present moment. That's all I'd like to say. But thanks very much, Jan. I really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Derek. And I fully concur of staying in the moment and accepting where you are, because that reduces the stress.
Absolutely.
All of the worry that we have and all of the disease and other issues. And I encourage you all again to take Derek's course. Okay, excuse me, Cindy has sent a comment, and she said, I think the last card is for Derek and how what he can continue to do to stay in his own moment. Oh, my goodness. Are you okay with that, Derek?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm delighted.
All right.
What can I
well,
do?
You...
right, go for it. Go for it. Let's hear this. I'm delighted.
The card for you is called The White Rose, and it shows a young woman. It's a nighttime scene. It shows a young woman in medieval times. She's leaning against the what looks like would be the frame of a window. It's an arched type window. And she has a red dress on with multiple designs. There are trees out the window that are bare. There's a nighttime scene, but a winter scene. And on the sill beside her is a white rose that is glowing. She is... Let me look here closely at her eyes. She is looking within. She's kind of in one of those pensive states where she's not really focused on anything, but she's looking within, and she doesn't see that white rose that's there. All she can see is what's inside. And the message... I believe this message is really less of a message than it is a picture of exactly what you have gone through and what you're teaching in this class. This shows somebody who is in the winter, who is at night, where the scene outside is devoid of most life, where it's dark and it's kind of barren. She is in a very colorful dress. She's standing with her hands crossed in front of her and leaning against the wall and kind of looking nowhere, not really looking inside. She's kind of inside, but looking at her thoughts and what's going on inside of her. And she doesn't see this glowing white rose that's right there beside her, that is the essence of life. And that if she picks up that rose or notices it, everything is going to change. The scene will change from winter to summer. It will change from night to day. The trees will be in blossom. Her entire life will change, everything about it. Her affect will change, her abundance, her health, everything will change simply by recognizing that there is that white rose, that beautiful symbol of glowing life, and all she needs to do is come out of looking from the problems within and look at, see that rose and pick it up and accept it. So there's your course, I believe.
Wow, that's that actually made me feel good listening to that. You explaining there, that was brilliant.
Whew, good.
Yeah, and that's just before I shoot off as well. That's what people can see when they read my book, you know, which will come out next year, you know, From Coma to Combat. So it's all about being in that dark space, looking out, and then all of a sudden picking up the little bits of light one stage at a time.
Right. Right. And that was such an amazing, that is such an amazing story, your Coma to Combat. So people can find out about that book more on your website as well, right? Or
yeah,
on your Facebook page or?
Yeah, so absolutely.
So the website is derekreed.com.
That's right.
And you're on Facebook, so people can go and friend you or page as well. And they can sign up for your course. Make sure they do it by midnight tonight. Let me see. We're going to say Pacific time because that gives people on the East Coast a little bit more time.
Sure.
So by midnight Pacific time, sign up for the course tonight, and it's only $50 for a 9-week course. You cannot go wrong with that, yeah. Especially to learn about happiness and the key to life mastery.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, John. It's been a pleasure, and I really appreciate it.
It has. Thank you, Derek. And okay. Well, we're gonna call this a day. And thank you very much, Derek. And we're gonna let everybody go for the day. We've got run a little bit over, certainly. We're getting almost close to 90 minutes, which is kind of exciting. And we're going to wish you all soul blessings, and we will see you again next week.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Well, and once again, I played the opening song. So here we go. Soul blessings, everybody. And here is the closing song. See you next week.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.